The Skagway Assembly will address a memorandum of understanding with White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad at a regular meeting on Tuesday. And despite high numbers of eagles in the Chilkat Valley this year, the number of visitors coming to see them was down. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Abby Collins. Those stories and more are up next. The Skagway Assembly will gather for a regular meeting Tuesday with one major item on the agenda, a memorandum of understanding with White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad. This is the third time this month the Assembly will meet as a whole to discuss the draft document. It would make way for important port improvements and a new 15-year tidelands lease with the railroad. A retreat and special assembly meeting were held earlier this month to review the MOU. Changes suggested by the borough attorney and assembly recommendations. A couple weeks ago, the assembly made some significant changes to the draft agreement. At that meeting, Assemblyman Orion Hansen suggested amending the MOU to make White Pass responsible for the full cost of a floating dock. That's a port improvement needed to accommodate larger cruise ships in coming years.
I'm looking for a solution to where we're pushing forth issue, and also this greatly speeds up the ability to get this dock done, because White Pass can build this cheaper than we can, and they could probably get it permitted, you know, if not faster, then at least as fast without the red tape that we incur as a city.
The group voted in favor of that change. It also accepted several amendments recommended by the borough's attorney that would incentivize cleanup and remediation of the ore basin. One of those edits says a new lease will not happen if cleanup isn't finished by the end of the current agreement in 2023. The Assembly sent the draft with these and other changes back to the attorney for review. If the Assembly approves an MOU, the document would still need to be approved by White Pass too. It comes back to the Assembly at a meeting Tuesday at 7 p.m. in Assembly Chambers. Eagles flocked to the Chilkat River near Haines and Clukwan in great numbers this year, but the number of human visitors coming to see them was down. According to American Bald Eagle Foundation Executive Director Cheryl McRoberts, 99 people registered for the week-long event this year. She says, typically, the festival sees over 300 guests. McRoberts attributes some of the decline in visitors to the limited restaurant options in Haines this time of year. The early November gathering happens just after the summer tourism season winds down and several restaurants have closed for the winter. The festival centers around eagle viewing and photography on the Chilkat River. It also features events like natural history talks, a banquet and auction, and the release of rehabilitated eagles. Despite low numbers, McRoberts says the foundation still made a profit, grossing over $19,000. She says she's grateful for the businesses that remained open during the event. There will be no formal memorial service for James Scott, the 52-year-old former district attorney for Juneau. He specifically requested that none be held. Instead, he wanted his friends and colleagues to get together and drink some good scotch, not the cheap stuff, and laugh until everybody's cheeks hurt. Scott passed away last Saturday after a 4-year struggle with colon cancer. KTOO's Matt Miller has this remembrance.
Angie Camp treasures two parting gifts from her former boss, James Scott. One is a small book titled Proverbs, Epigrams, Aphorisms, Sayings, and Bon Mots that Scott used to mine for little nuggets to sprinkle into his closing arguments and trials. The other is an old frame picture of Abraham Lincoln. As Kemp tells the story, a very young James had saved an expensive magazine with Lincoln's picture printed on the back, but he had mixed feelings when his mom cut out the page and had it framed for him.
And James was so upset with her because it, you know, it destroyed the, I suppose it was worth something, but he was like, thank you, Mom, but, you know, really wish you wouldn't have done that.
Scott admired Winston Churchill as well as Lincoln and was an avid history buff. According to longtime friend and Deputy Attorney General Robert Henderson, Scott always had a witty or interesting story to tell, whether it was about his family, a case or a colleague, or an event from history.
Mundane, but incredibly funny and powerful. You know, James is one of those guys that in every story he told, there was always a message in it.
Scott started in Illinois as a private attorney and then prosecutor. He arrived in Ketchikan in 1999 to work as an assistant district attorney, later becoming district attorney for Juneau in 2013. And Henderson says Scott took seriously his role as a mentor to other attorneys. Kemp was already an assistant district attorney in the same Juneau office and says Scott was someone she could trust and rely on.
There was occasions when he told me I was wrong, and God bless him. I think that I'm glad that I had someone like him to call me out.
Kemp says Scott demonstrated compassion and professionalism and was respectful to everyone, even opposing counsel.
What he taught me is that you really don't have to be this sort of law and order perceived bully in order to be effective at your job.
Kemp says defendants even asked if he would be a job reference after they turned their life around. Henderson says Scott revered the U.S. Constitution and epitomized the principles of a prosecutor by representing the community or society at large.
He always did what was right, not what was required to win.
For example, one of Scott's cases involved citations issued to a Juneau woman for tripping traps she believed endangered other wildlife and hikers' dogs. Scott said the case fell between a technical violation of the law and whether or not a case should be brought. But Scott also thought the woman's efforts to free a trapped eagle were admirable.
If she finds herself in the same situation, I hope she does the same thing again. However, before she takes it upon herself to trip traps generally, I really encourage her to meet with and talk to the other folks with an interest in this to keep us from having to go to court at all. That's really my goal here.
Scott used his prosecutorial discretion to drop the case. All during his time in Juneau, Scott struggled with colon cancer, diagnosed at the age of 48, 2 years before health agencies recommend adults' first colonoscopy.
So anytime any of us, you know, we'd get a stomach ache, and instantly he would say, you know, make sure you take care of that. If it, go to the doctor, use your coverage, and be diligent about your health. And that was something that, you know, I think it really struck him.
Kemp says Scott was given 6 months to live back in late 2013, but he wanted to secure his wife and daughter's future and live to see his daughter graduate from college. She says he persisted with a positive outlook and unwavering work ethic, and he would regularly work through intense pain or being sick, the effects of multiple abdominal surgeries and chemotherapy. She says his perseverance and courage made all of their own issues and complaints seem petty and trivial. Here's Robert Henderson again.
You wouldn't know it when you talk to him. When you talk to him, the conversation wasn't about him.
Scott quietly retired last June, telling judges and attorneys beforehand that he did not expect to be around in the fall. His former protege, Kemp, was named to take his place as district attorney. She now has his office with the same worn-looking office furniture. It's just arranged differently. But up in the corner is that old picture of Abe, right where he left it. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.
For KHNS News, I'm Abby Collins. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.